Okay, we're up to in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4. And now we're doing letter 1032. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, dated Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing it with very beautiful titles to the Yitzchak Meir HaKoyen, who was also a minister in the Israeli government. He was the Sar Hasad, forget what the English name for that would be, but he was an officer taking care of the people, of the we'll leave it at that. Shalom uvracha. The Rebbe says Shalom uvracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, as the festival of Matan Torah, which is Shavuos, is coming upon us, I am to express my blessings that we should celebrate the festival of receiving of the Torah with joy and in an inner. The Rebbe said, I'm very, very upset. My heart is very, very sad from the situation that is in presently going on in the Holy Land, Eretz HaKodesh, the Bonus Ukraine. Every day there are more upsetting news coming. In addition to that, the fragmentation amongst the religious people themselves is so beaten, it's very painful. It's a very, it hurts a lot. Still, the Rebbe says, I hope very strongly that in the end there will be an organization of a religious bloc, a united religious bloc, especially after speaking to Moshe Sheikh Shapiro, who is the interior minister, Sarabim, about this. I had already written in the past, the Rebbe says, that according to my view, it is very clear that the elections now will cause, God forbid, a stumbling for the entire settlement, the entire Eretz Yisrael. And also to all the activities that are connected to it in the other countries, especially in the United States. As, for example, the activities of the bond, the United Appeal, the United Nations, etc., etc. Since it's not hidden to all, especially from the people that are there on the spot, that this thing is most likely bring a loss and it'll be far from any reward. This whole election now, Korev Lehefsik V'rochik Mischar. So it's not totally out of the possibilities that even at this late hour, that there is still an opportunity to nullify the elections, with the proper intervention efforts. But if, despite all this, you won't be successful, so at least if there's a possibility to push off the elections for some time, so this also should make it worthwhile, the efforts, as much as possible. And if you can save a little bit, it's also called a savior. It's like unbelievable how the Rebbe is running the politics of Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe is sitting in America, in 770 Eastern Parkway, and he's working to save Eretz Yisrael from its own, I guess, downfall, from its own problems with the election that would bring them. And the Rebbe is from far hammering away through all the Rebbe's connections to try to prevent the elections so that this would come no damage, no pain, no problems for the whole Jewish community. Not only the Haredim. The Rebbe is talking about for the whole Jewish community as far as it involves the United Jewish Appeal, involves the United Nations, all the things, what it involves over there. And I'm not sure exactly what the details of the politics, but I'm amazed. Would any other rabbi, would any other leader take it and say, it's my business to take care of the election, what's going on in Israel? You know, not even a citizen of Israel. Amazing. Amazing the Rebbe's care and the Rebbe's reach and the Rebbe's, more than everything else, the Rebbe's leadership, feeling responsible for all of Klal Yisrael.
You know, if he was the Rebbe at the time of the Holocaust, he would have been a voice speaking out.
Yeah. Well, they did what they can. His father-in-law, they did what they could. I mean, it was... While I know, the Rebbe says, I know how much love you have to words of Torah and the holy talks of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. I'm sending you this booklet for Chag HaShavuos of this year, which has just been published with regards and blessing for success and a happy Yom Tov.